Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And joining us now, the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia, Brandon Graham. Welcome in, BG. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, man. We're starting early.
No, man. Well, we're going to talk about these new Immortals trading cards coming up. Of course, Jordan Spector and you coming out with a great collector's item. But I got to put you on the spot. Eagles fans have been asking because Jason Kelce retired. BG, is he coming back for one more year?
Oh, yeah, man. It was no question, man. I can't end it like that. But I do understand Kelce's reasoning behind what he got to do because, you know, his opportunity is calling.
I hear you. So you are coming back on a one-year deal?
Well, you know, we're working on that, but my plan is to play one more year.
That's great. And would it only be in Philly with the Eagles?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, I ain't been looking nowhere else. You know, it's just more about what we can get done, you know, within – you know, what's going on with the team.
So Jason Kelce said his body kind of told him that it was time. And it's that during the week leading up to the games and training camp, what is your body telling you?
Keep going one more year for sure. I still feel like I can do it. So, you know, because it's a grind though, I understand exactly what Kelce talking about, man. And I do understand sometimes you don't get that full recovery that you normally do, but he is playing full time too. So I mean, his case is a lot different than me. I'm only playing like 20 plus snaps a game. He playing majority of the snaps of the game because that's normally how O linemen go. But you know, I do know it might have took him a little longer to recover than normal.
What were you thinking when you watched the emotion and the passion of his press conference and the things that he said in those 40 plus minutes?
Man, I got much respect for him, man. Like, you know, a lot of us need to take notes on, you know, being able to be vulnerable, man, and let go of the emotions as they're coming out. Because, you know, like me, you know, even for myself, when it's time where it's like, man, you're feeling something that is making you really not be able to talk and choking you up a little bit, instead of just letting it happen and just kind of, you know, going with it to get it off, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it goes somewhere, I feel. But it was good to see that, you know, he can be vulnerable in his spot and then see his brother, you know, still, you know, had that same, you know, vulnerability, you know what I'm saying, in that moment for his brother. Man, it just gave me chills, man. It made me definitely want to cry a little bit because it is real at that point where you're making the decision of your life, but you don't know what's ahead, or maybe you do, but still you know something is passing away with this football, you know, your life within football for new beginnings. So I know that he's happy with what's about to start happening for him, but I know that this was your first love that you gotta move on from.
And BG, this has been something special. It is so rare that you, Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, and then Lane Johnson have been able to play together for 10 plus years by the team that drafted you. You're still going. Fletcher Cox, I don't know, he might be on the fence about retiring, but how special has this been and how much are you going to miss Jason Kelce?
Well, man, I'm going to miss him because I just – Kels, man, he didn't care at all. Like, you know, the appearance, he just came to work. I got much respect for a guy like that because, you know, you come in, you don't really know what he all about just by looking at him until you see him play. Then you're like, oh, yeah, he the real deal. But, you know, I'm just going to miss him being around in the building as being one of them vets, man, that you see in the morning. talking and laughing with Lane, because Lane always, we always sit in the morning eating breakfast, and normally it's that same group with like Jason Kelce, Fletch, Lane, other offensive linemen that's out there just sitting at the table. And we all just group up and laugh for about a good 30 minutes until we got to go to meetings.
So Fletcher Cox, I guess he might retire. You might be the last man standing here.
Well, it's gonna be me and Lane. Me and Lane. I ain't I think Fletch is, on the fence for good reason, because he play a lot, play majority of the snaps too. And recovery is definitely different for those guys, because they've been playing at high levels for so many years too. And so I think the difference with me is I didn't cut back on the rep count as much, and they done built me up during the season to end up playing more as the season go on. But I just think that Fletch, he gonna make the right decision for his family, and that's gonna be soon, I'm sure, to let everybody know, if he's coming back or not. But I know that it's been a heck of a ride with him.
And how does this change the leadership structure? You're one of the leaders of the team. If Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox are no longer there with their leadership, how does that kind of adjust the leadership structure?
Well, man, all you got to do is pretty much just like for me, I'm gonna go look for the one who want to feel those shoes, who want to try at least, who want to see what it takes, take theyself to another level of, all right, man, Kelce not here, who gonna be the guy? And I believe we got those guys in the room, but they got to trust themselves to want to do it. And I think that, yeah, as long as you got guys that you can report to and see how the room is doing, so that you can address things as they come up, because all we got is 6 months together if we do it right. And I think that, with the guys, you got to be able to build something, especially when new guys come in, on showing them what we do and how we do. And you either fall in line or you're going to, get gone, because I know Howie is trying to win, and we all trying to win, and we trying to show that by what we do on the field. And we got to have that culture, I feel, is good. And they had a lot of people to look up to and look after. And so I just want to see who going to be the guys that step up, because when we gone, somebody going to be walking around with that torch, and I hope it's in the right hands.
And obviously, Jalen Hurts, he's probably learned a lot from what happened losing 6 of the last 7. And I remember you after one of the wins, 10-1 or one of those, you said, you know what? It was good to see Jalen smiling again. What do you think he maybe learned about what he needs or you guys need from him as far as leadership and how he carries himself?
Well, I just want Jalen to be Jalen, man. I mean, because it was all good when he wasn't smiling, doing all that, and it was just business. But now, we lose a little bit. Everybody wants to see them smile, see him smiling. But I just know Jalen is a winner, and he just want to go out and win. I'm excited to be able to play one more year with him, because I do know that he's headed in the right direction, despite what happened last year. I just know that sometimes when you got a new team and it's a new year, you want to have similarities of what happened the year before, when you can't think about that, because it got to be about, what we do this year, because we don't have the same coaches we had last year. We don't have a couple of the same players that we didn't have last year. And so we got to go into the mindset of like, this is new year, this is us, this is who we are. We showing it by what we do every day. That team last year had similar guys on this team. A bunch of us was on that, but we know we got a bunch of new ones too that we got to bring along. And so I just know that every year, what we've learned from even this year, this past year, is every year is different. And you can't carry what you did last year into this year. You got to go out and prove it every year.
And literally, it's kind of a changing of the guard with Cam Jurgens moving from guard to take over for Jason Kelce. And you have faced him in practice. You've seen him in practice. And then on the other side, if Fletcher does retire, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, guys like that, are these guys ready?
I think so. I really do, man. And it's gonna show. They gotta grow. Because I'm sure this offseason is gonna be a big one for Jordan Davis. And then of course for Jalen. Jalen had a good year last year, even though, things slowed down a little bit towards the end. But I know that Jalen is trending in the right direction, and it's only gonna help him and help both of them together. But even Keeley, like I think Keeley's gonna take the next step up. With guys like Slay and them guys in the room that he can learn from, pick their brain. But it's all gonna show in OTAs. Like you're gonna see who came back with the right mindset. And I think the Eagles does a great job of picking good guys like that that really, that at least got the mindset to come back and work and just willing to work. But it's just what we do with it when we're here. And I think we got some good coaches to get the best out of us this year.
Yeah, have you talked to Vic Fangio yet? What do you think he's going to bring?
Well, I know he's going to be bring that old school feel, which I'm used to anyway, so I ain't worried. I just want to be put in position. That's it. You want to be put in position with any coach that come in, to be able to make plays and to be able to play at the highest level that you can play at, by just, doing your job. And I think that Fangio is definitely gonna demand that of us. And I ain't never run away from hard work.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's Prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's Prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly. Yeah, and speaking of hard work, the Spectre Sports Art, it's really unbelievable what Jordan does with all of his artwork. We see a lot of it, and now you've got these immortal trading cards. And one of the things that is immortal in every Eagles fan's minds is you closing out the Super Bowl against Tom Brady. So how special is this to see the card and to see that kind of immortalized forever?
Man, just to live in that moment again, man, to see this card, to see the different colors of the cards, the details of how many cards he have, how many he's made. I mean, just it's sweet, what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful to be able to be a part of it. It's cool because we donating to a cause, that I chose to, some of the proceeds going that way. And you just want to make change in the world, man. And I feel like in this moment it definitely changed a lot of people's lives, especially myself. And I'm just thankful to be able to give something else to Philly.
That's very cool. And you can go to SpectreSportsArt.com. Do you have a favorite Jason Kelce story that you can share with us? Something that really you remember, something funny, something that defined who he is, a thing with you and him, anything that you got for us?
Man, just when it's just cool to see when Kelce get to laughing, and he's having a good time. I mean, man, one thing I will say, I love the autism event that he throws up at CI, man. I'm always be a member of that one. Always welcome. He ain't gotta never ask me if I want to be a part of it. I definitely want to, be able to raise money and have some good time with him. And you really see everybody personalities in them moments, man, off the field. And I just know that Kel's a good dude, man. And he definitely puts his everything in it. And that's what I'm gonna miss because we knew on that side of the ball that he was gonna get the best all the time.
And that Super Bowl speech, of course, at the parade was epic. But guys have talked about before, there were key stretches in some of these seasons. There was, I think, 2018 or 2019, where he got up in front of everybody and probably let some tears out. But he also challenged Doug Peterson. He was pretty upfront and honest. And then we saw his speech before your second Super Bowl appearance. How incredible were the speeches that he would make to you guys as a team?
Man, all of them that he made, nobody knew they was coming. And that's the best part, especially that first one, the Super Bowl one. I didn't know that he had a whole thing. Like, that's why he wore the outfit and all that stuff. I just thought he was just having fun doing something different. But the whole time he had something on his mind, probably wasn't drinking as much because you probably can't get it done if you're drinking all crazy like we was on that bus. So he had a mission for every speech that he had. And, I'm thankful that he's able to be vulnerable in those moments, man. And, especially the Super Bowl speech the night before the one we lost. I really felt that one. That one was a good one. And it was cool. just to be able to be a part of those, because you know, you just want to be able to have people that's real and talk about, you know, the elephants that be in the room sometimes that people too scared to talk about. And it's just the way you bring it out. And I think Kels, you know, did the best job he could in moments, because you know he is motivated, and you know he is you know how he is. He gets mad too, you know, because it means that much to him. So I just wanted to you know, just tell him thank you. You know, thank you for all the great years and the effort. Because as a player, that's all you could ever ask for, is a guy that gave you his everything, and you know you did with him.
And when other younger guys on the team see how he carried himself and in that press conference and in front of the team, and then you, the way you've carried yourself for your 14 years in Philly, do you think young guys see that and maybe say, okay, I can have this relationship with the city of Philadelphia, and kind of you guys set the standard about how to have that connection?
Yeah, and I think you got to just be real. You got to be the best version of you. I ain't asking you to be me. You know, don't compromise who you are to try to be someone else, because that's what make them unique, not you. You know what I'm saying? But you know, some of the same qualities of just, hey, you can treat people right, because that's a choice. Even if they don't treat you right, you know, it's really about how you handle your business and how you go about yourself. And you know, you got to forgive in this too, because I could have been mad at Philly fans for so long, and really I'd be hurting myself, because yeah, I was a bust in the beginning. I wasn't doing good. So that's what you call first rounders that ain't doing good in the beginning. That's what the first thing people want to do is label them that. But you know, I'm glad I got to fight it up off me, you know, and fight back. And I had some guys in the room that really helped me. That was real in that moment. But these young guys, I'm hoping they're taking notes, because really, it's for them. I want to see y'all eat at the end of the day when I come back and be like, man, you know, you still here? You still doing this? So I just know that, you know, I know some people taking notes. You just don't know who it's going to be until that person arrive. But I'm hoping that it's more than just a couple.
Did you and Jason ever talk about how you guys had the adversity? Because Jason, in his press conference, his retirement speech, he said in 2016, everybody wanted him gone, and the only guy who stood up for him was Jeff Stoutland, and that really turned around his career. Did you guys ever talk about both of that?
Well, I knew that just from when we talked, you know, just about his story. You know what I'm saying? I would ask stuff that I didn't know. It's like, man, I didn't know that was going on. It's like, yeah, man, Stout vouched for him. And I can believe that, because at the time, he just was, you know, they probably was just thinking he just, you know, kind of coasting around. But, you know, nobody really gave him that real opportunity. And then, bam, Kels just took off even more, man. We won that Super Bowl. It just kept getting better every year, and then they start highlighting every little thing, like Baldy done highlighted, like just little highlights where you seeing him running through people and running down the field, running through tight ends. I mean, not tight ends, DNs or linebackers, and then getting to the second level to, you know, get Sproles in, you know, at the time. But yeah, man, this Kels was special, man. And I'm hoping that somebody definitely took notes.
Final question for you, and this is a really cool card, the Immortal Trading Card from Spectre Sports Art. Free agency's coming up. The Eagles have, like, I guess, $44 million. There's the card. There's the card, immortalized forever. Brandon Graham and you and Fletcher Cox right there with the biggest play in Eagles history.
Man.
So there's a lot of safeties out there in free agency, a lot of guys getting released. You think your Eagles are going to be big players in free agency to fix this defense?
But I know Howie, like I know Howie. He working behind the scenes, man. And that's what I can respect about this organization. They put people in place that got to get it done, because you know, it ain't easy to play here. And Howie's been the perfect guy for the situation, and just can't wait to see what he does this offseason.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you again.
Oh yeah,
15th year,
man.
right?
Yeah, 15, baby. Let's go.
That's amazing. And it'll be your last, huh?
Oh yeah, you know, but I still gotta talk my stuff and do my thing on that field, man. If I couldn't do it, I definitely would be trying to, you know, make it work for my 15th year. I'd have called it quits, but you know, I still feel like I got a lot that I can give, you know, on and off the field for the guys.
Well, BG, it's been a special run having you guys in this town for so long together. So we look forward to seeing you back for your 15th year. We appreciate your time, and check out that Immortal trading card. Very cool.
Yep. Thank you, man. I appreciate you as always.